Allora, siamo qui con Sua Eccellenza Monsignor Bengisté Abba Tesfa Mariam, Vescovo di Asmara in Eritrea. Eccellenza, il Sinodo dei Vescovi è centrato su riconciliazione, giustizia e pace. La Chiesa Eritrea cosa fa per raggiungere questi tre obiettivi?
First of all, our work is sensitizing the people, the church, and all people of goodwill through workshops, posters, translations, and any other means of mass communication, because we believe that first we have to know what we are talking about, what is really this synod about, reconciliation, justice, and peace are very important words, but we have to go beyond the external meaning and try to understand the deeper meaning as the church understands it, and make sure that our people also understand it, because the words may mean different things to different people. And so our first work is to sensitize, to animate people to understand.
C'è una collaborazione con il governo per favorire la pace? Il potere politico ascolta le proposte della Chiesa?
We try our best to say what is right, to write and to try to contact the right people, but then the response from whoever is in power, the response depends much on different persons and the people who maybe some are very willing to collaborate and cooperate, others less willing. And so we are, I think, as church, it is good to have a positive response and collaboration, but we have to go on anyway. We continue to advocate meaningful, implementation of this reconciliation, peace, and justice, especially in our area. We are in need of justice, we are in need of peace, we are in need of reconciliation with all the conflicts, with all the droughts and famine that are in that area of Eastern Africa. The church can never stop, advocating for reconciliation, justice, and peace. And then, of course, the response from each individual and each group depends on the predisposition of each group and of each individual.
Ufficialmente la guerra tra l'Eritrea e l'Etiopia è terminata nel 2000, ma ci sono stati poi altri conflitti. Qual è ora la situazione?
The situation it can be termed as, is not completely peace, not even war, so which is worse in a way, because is an anomalous situation. People cannot say we have peace and then they go to do their other works and so on. They have to remain always on edge, to remain always on guard, that other conflicts might not erupt. And so we are in that situation, we can say. We hope that the international, through the help of the international community and the goodwill of both governments, we come to a complete cessation of hostilities, complete peace, and that justice and reconciliation may thrive, because it's very difficult to speak of reconciliation when you are in this kind of situation, because people need first of all to be consoled. After such a war, many died, many were displaced, many were wounded and disabled. Many families have remained, you know, without a father or a daughter or a son, and so on. So they need consolation. So our church concentrates more on the consolation part than reconciliation and justice and peace can come out of this attitude of consolation. This is what we are trying to do.
Quali sono le principali difficoltà che incontrano i cristiani in Eritrea?
We are doing our best to live our Christian life in the best way we can. I think difficulties are everywhere, of course, but I would not say we are hindered from doing our pastoral work, from worshiping in our churches. Of course, the difficulties are a bit all over, we can say, in such a situation of no peace, no war. So many things influence the life of the church, positively as well as negatively. So this is the Christians in particular facing special different difficulties. Maybe we have to see it in a different, from a different angle.
Il dialogo con prego.
Hello.
Scusa. Prego, prego.
L'ho spento.
Il dialogo con le altre religioni, in particolare con l'Islam, è possibile nel suo paese?
Sì. Yes, I think as far as our relationship with Islam is concerned, thank God we are doing quite well. Most of the times our Muslim brothers, as well as ourselves and all the Christians, we live together, we share so many values together, and I believe we respect each other also. So we are doing quite well, and we hope it continues that way for a long time to come.
Allo scorso sinodo, l'assemblea generale del sinodo dello scorso ottobre, si è parlato molto del problema delle sette in Africa. È un problema che riscontrate anche in Eritrea?
Yeah, at a lesser level we also face this problem because these sects, it is very hard to know their origin and who supports them. But they are there, not as many as in other countries like Kenya or South Africa, Nigeria, but in Eritrea, in a small way, they are there. And they are challenging us because some of our members go, join them. And we wonder why this happens, because it is really something that should help us to examine our pastoral approach, why these young people, mostly young people, leave the Catholic or Orthodox or Protestant churches and they want to join the sects. We need to try to understand What are the reasons behind this movement? What attracts them? What is there in them that is not in us, in the Catholic Church, for instance? This is a very challenging pastoral issue, because otherwise we see this trend. Maybe some of the reasons can be that our young people always like to try something new. But I don't think that's the only reason. Maybe also that we are not doing well in our youth ministry, in our pastoral work. So we need really to examine and try to find new ways of pastoral method in order to keep our young people in their church and to satisfy them, because also if they are not satisfied within their church, then they will look for other churches, for other sects that maybe they give them the satisfaction they are looking for.
Le organizzazioni non governative, le associazioni di carità riescono ad operare liberamente in Eritrea?
In Eritrea there are very few non-governmental organizations. They are quite few. We are a small country, and so at the moment really there are very few of them.
Di cosa ha più bisogno l'Eritrea secondo lei in questo momento?
I think Eritrea needs lasting peace. Peace, and also it needs, you know, food, because the rains have been very scarce in the last year or two, and so the crops have been, the harvest was very poor, and people are, you know, not finding enough food, and if they find it, it costs so much, you know, the price is very high, and so we need these two things in particular. First, peace, lasting true peace, where reconciliation, justice and peace are the guiding principles, and also we need, I think, to solve the scarcity of food, daily food for most of our people, hoping that the good rains that came this, even though very late, but the good rains that came this summer will help our people to get more food, abundant food, so that you know, children and everybody is satisfied. And in that way, I think we will go into the next step, that is higher development. When you don't have enough food, you cannot think about development. You are thinking about survival. I need to survive. I need to eat in order to survive. But once food is assured, then I think other activities of development can follow.
La Chiesa in Africa è sempre molto attiva sul fronte dell'educazione e dell'inculturazione. Qual è la situazione in Eritrea?
We are also very much involved in these fields of education, medical care, human promotion, women promotion, and also educating the little ones, children in kindergartens and so on and so forth. We have quite a few schools, clinics and hospitals, and many also promotion centers.
Un'ultima domanda, Eccellenza. Quali sono le sue aspettative per il Sinodo dei Vescovi per l'Africa?
My expectations are that this synod becomes really a synod whereby the church in Africa, first of all, tries to pinpoint the problems in an honest, straightforward way. That's very important. That we identify the problems in an open, honest way. This is first of all. Secondly, once we have identified them, then to take concrete measures in order to give our contribution. I'm sure the church by herself cannot solve the problems of Africa, but it can give a very good positive contribution. And that's what is expected from us. I think as a moral authority in Africa, the church can help. First of all, in educating people to become peacemakers from their youngest age, to teach Africans to be peace-loving, to be people committed to justice and reconciliation. And then also, I believe we can do a lot by our concrete commitment in the development of peoples, in the care of those who are vulnerable, those who are sick, those who are poor. Our commitment in helping the poor as church should not be only to save people from dying, but something more, that is, to help people become truly themselves and help people to develop to the highest level of their capacity. This is what we expect, I expect at least. And I am sure many of my colleagues, bishops, and other representatives have this aim, this expectation. I think Africa has had enough talks, enough wishes and programs and so on. Now it is up to us Africans to take things in our hands and be honest with the problems and then take the necessary measures to commit ourselves in solving them. To solve them. That's my expectation.
Grazie mille, Eccellenza.